What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Bamboo Podcast, each one of the fastest, most sustainable social media growth strategies out there. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about how to get your friends and family in support of your business ideas. So whether it be your business or your passions in whatever regard, if you want to be a dancer, if you want to be a singer, they really are businesses. They just don't seem like it on the surface, but just going out and being able to pursue the things that you are feeling called to do, even if the most important people in your life are not gung-ho about it, right? Maybe they're like, yeah, we support you in whatever you do, but, and then they've got a bunch of reasonings for why going a more traditional path might be safer. You know, I don't need to tell you what's going on, what they're already telling you, but this is just something that is good to talk about because it's very rare that an entrepreneur would not be met with a little bit of resistance in what they're looking to do from the people who care about them most. It does stem from them caring about you. However, it also does stem from them not really knowing how to do what you're doing, right? So if you want to start a business and you're the first one in your family to do so, or maybe you're not the first one in the family to do so, your mom is getting on your case and her grandpa had started a business and it went horrible and they lost a bunch of money. And maybe the only experience that they know of personally is a business failing and it not going well at all and it being a big regret for them. So you can get people projecting others' failures onto you as well. But none of it is really credible. As you kind of already know, right? I think if you're here, you're listening to this podcast, you're obviously building your business anyways, but it still might feel like sometimes that you wish you had their support, or you at least wish that they didn't give you like anti-support, right? Even if it's unknowingly, they might say some things that just kind of come across as them not believing you. For instance, if you're working a sales job and there's plenty of successful representatives at your company, then what you know, if you work there and you know these people by their first name that are super successful and you know, like, hey, they're just another human, I can eventually get to their level. But then your friends and family are like, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't seem like a good career because you are newer at the sales job. So you're not making a lot of money yet, but you know of the potential that's there. They don't really know of that potential, right? Because they're not working there. So they might be saying things like, hey, make sure to be really careful. You never know with sales and the economy could be in a recession and people would stop buying. All the stuff that isn't really a factor at all. But you know that people can be successful there. So you can really take it away that they're just saying, you know, that they don't believe in you because you already know that the opportunity is something to believe in. So when they are not believing in you doing that opportunity, you're seeing it as them not believing in you. So you can take a lot of things personally too. So here's just my two cents on how to get around that. However, make sure you listen to the end of this episode because that's when I'm going to give you the more real answer, the one that will actually help you and will address this problem more at the source. Because if you are someone who is asking the question, how do I get my friends and family in support of my business? That to me as a coach, it tells me, okay, I'm going to give you some little tips here and there, but ultimately there is a bigger thing that needs to be addressed. So stay tuned for that. As far as the little things that you can do, first one is to just have an honest conversation with them about it and let them know that you're going to be, the chances that you're going to be struggling your first few years in business is very high. So even though they're saying, hey, like this is risky and you shouldn't leave your other job, you're basically just going to accept that and just let them know, I know it is, but I also know that I can figure this out if I put enough time into it. And you can give them examples of other people. But it really just comes down to telling them, before I get my online marketing business off the ground, I'm going to need to get good at web design, email marketing, social media marketing, making an offer, doing sales calls, graphic design, all this technical troubleshooting that just comes with running an online business is whatever programs you choose to use, you're going to have to really go through a bunch of troubleshooting and likely a bunch of tutorial videos. You're going to be on YouTube. You're going to be on podcasts your first couple years of opening a business so much that you're going to be doing so much learning that of course it's not going to be successful right away. So you got to almost set this expectation and let them know that my goal is to be successful as soon as possible and be profitable and bringing in significant income as soon as I can. And if that happens this year, great. But I also know going into this that a lot of businesses don't come out of the gate, and that might be me. So if I come to you and tell you of some of the problems that my business is going through, I'm not necessarily coming to you to say, hey, my business is falling apart. It's not working. Just like you said, it's not working. And this is largely why I didn't even like to have conversations with friends and family that didn't quite get entrepreneurship in the early phases of running a business. Like, they'd be like, how's your business going? And I just felt weird, like, truly answering, because I wanted to be like, oh, it's kind of like fucked right now and I'm figuring it out. Sorry, I'm having a mic problem. It might cut out kind of weird for a second, but I got it. You know, like, you want to tell them like, yeah, it's like going like not well, but I know what to do next. I know exactly what actions to do. I didn't get any sales last month. I had 5 sales calls and all of them said no, but I know exactly why they said no. And I'm so excited to change my sales call. I'm so excited to change my pricing. Like, that, the real answer is like, it's not going well, but I know what to do. It's like what I want to tell them, right? But it's very hard for them not to hear, oh, it's not going well, and think that, I mean, if they were someone who had cast doubt on what you were doing before, like, it's hard for them not to hear this as kind of confirming it. And that's why, like, you don't even want to, like, have this conversation with them at all. You kind of avoid it. And then it gets annoying because then you're trying to avoid talking about a very big part of your life with people who are a very big part of your life. So a lot of times this conversation needs to be had where you're telling them, I will be going through some struggles in the first couple years. However, I would be going through struggles no matter what I do in life. They would just come in different forms. So right now at the beginning, it might come in the form of me needing to learn all of these new skills and fall flat on my face a few times before I get this working. But I'm really excited to do this. And this is work that I can show up and do day in, day out. And these are problems that I like to solve. So I could work for this other company and I could solve problems such as, I don't like my coworkers. I can't get a raise. I'm not getting paid enough. I don't get enough benefits. This is a dead end job and I don't know where else I can apply. You can go through those problems. You don't like your boss, right? Or you can have the problems of entrepreneurship, which at the beginning might be that you're not getting paid much. And that's the problem that most people, if they've never run a business or done anything commission-based before, is like, well, that's the biggest problem of all. But you also know that in time, that will get solved. And usually when people are transitioning into running their own business, they are still working their other job and they're just like maybe going down to part-time hours and then running their business with it. And then once you get to a point where your business can you know, match that income, or at least get to a point where you are comfortable leaving that job, then you have this point where you just break through and you are only a full-time entrepreneur. A lot of you are pursuing that. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. If you are looking to leave your job and go full-time, that is the main goal of almost all podcast listeners of this show. Like, I've talked to so many of you on the phone, and it's like 90% of you have that same goal of, you're running a business, but you want it to be getting you enough sales to go full time. That is what I keep in mind with all of the content that I come out. I talk about what I think would be the most relevant content to help you get there is what this show is all about. So subscribe if you are new to be kept up with all new episodes. Before I get off on too much of a tangent, though, let me stay on my track here. What I was saying is that, yeah, so you have to have this conversation with friends and family. And hopefully you can maybe even play back my little mock conversation I just did. And parts of that will be things that you're like, okay, that would be good to say. But if you just get the gist of the goal of this conversation is to let them know that if I'm going to be telling you about what I'm doing for work over the next couple years even, and I'm actually being very transparent about it, I might be coming to you and telling you about these problems of like sales that almost happened and problems with my website or problems with trying to pay an agency and they screw me over. They're going to be problems that you haven't dealt with before. And just know that I'm very happy in what I'm doing and I'm very committed to this. And it might take a little bit longer, but I'll be fine financially. I can figure it out. I mean, if I can survive through college living off of that budget, then of course I can figure it out now too, but this is really important to me. So that's like the first kind of section that we're going to talk about. The second one is that the only real way to get your friends and family on your side, no matter what, okay, like there's just some people that you can't have a conversation with to fully get them on your side. And it's good to point out to know that you're never really going to get the exact support that you might want, like as if they were like an accomplished business owner of the past, like how they would give you support in that way where they can actually like speak your language and they know exactly what you're talking about and can give you advice on that front. Like that's probably never going to happen, right? So just settle for like whatever is going to be okay, right? Like try to find contentment where you can hear of how you you know, manage your relationships and how you talk about your work with them. But the way that you can get everyone on your side is through results. So that's also just kind of take that as your motivation to work hard. If you really want your friends and family on your side that are not getting it, you making however much money is the only true way to just get everyone to get it. They're like, okay, I don't know what you're doing. You still don't make any sense, but as long as you're making that much money, we're good. All right. So simple as that. The last part though is where I'm really going to answer your question. So if someone were to come to me and say, Derek, the problem with me opening my own business, I've wanted to do it for a while, but my father-in-law, he's really opposed to running a business. This is one I've actually heard before. His father-in-law is very opposed to doing it. It seemed like a very risky move. And hey, can't blame him. He's dad watching out for his daughter, making sure she's financially secure and making sure their family will be. But you'll run into situations like that. You need to be able to start your business with no support. If you have a chance of your business working, it doesn't matter if you get support or not. And this is where a lot of people can't do it. They're like, yeah, well, no one supported me.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Very few people that achieved very significant things in their life had a ton of support. And if you watch like any documentary on anyone doing like any crazy thing in the world, right? Whether it be like winning a sports tournament or being the first man on the moon, whatever the movie's about, they almost all had no support at some part of their journey. And then finally, someday someone believed in them. But even before then, it didn't matter. Like they were still pursuing it, regardless if anyone believed them in them or not. And the reason why you need this is because even if you do have friends and family that support you, if you're down on a day and you're like, oh, I need to call someone who supports me and have them talk me up, If you need that to pick you up, it's going to be really hard to do this long term. And it also kind of shows that you're not in it for the exact right reasons, and that you're just like, this is like the shit. I don't even care what I get paid. Like, I'm making YouTube videos. I'm fucking in my bedroom recording a podcast right now on a Wednesday night. Like, it's not that big of a deal, right? So if I'm not making that much money, I'm still like, I have plenty to be grateful for, just because like the actions of what I get to do each day are so rewarding. So if you are in that position, you shouldn't be like too worried about how much money you're making, even at the beginning. Like, you have that natural sense of patience. And you also have this natural belief in you that you're just so sure it will work out eventually. You just know, hey, plenty of people have done this before. They're just humans like me. And you just have this innate knowing that one day you'll get there. And this is something that you've probably heard from a lot of celebrities. There's like a really famous Rock quote where he said, "I knew two things. I was broke and one day I wouldn't be." He was like positive that he wouldn't be. And hopefully you feel this too. Hopefully you have this fire in you that you know that whatever you're pursuing will work eventually. It's not really even a matter of question in your mind at all. And because it's not, it doesn't matter if mom, dad, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, best friends, even if they don't support you, it still doesn't matter. The boyfriend girlfriend one is the only one that like that does matter, because that's maybe something that needs to get switched. Although I will reflect on my experience with this in the past. The first day that I thought of making this podcast, I told the girl that I was with at that time, and she said, "Why would anyone listen to a podcast on Instagram marketing?" And she was definitely opposed to it. And I actually, you know, spitefully started it a few hours later. So I didn't have her support, and I also didn't need it. And, you know, obviously we're broken up now. So that is like a deal breaker, right? If you can't get them on your side. I will say, though, looking back, that I do wish I attempted to have a much better conversation about it, and really explain, like, look, I'm going to be an entrepreneur forever. Because she was more like telling me, like, you should do a traditional career. She kept trying to tell me, like, one time, word for word, she told me, "I just feel like you just need to suck it up and get a real job like everyone else." Can you imagine, like, those of you who know me, that have listened to this show for a while, can you imagine like that being my girlfriend telling me, like, "I just feel like you need to suck it up and get a real job like everyone else and just wake up early and not bitch about it." You know, cause I was like bitching about like, this job wants me to go there at like 7:30 AM. Like, what the hell? And I can't even have a beard. Like, you know, big deal to me. And she's like, "What are you talking about? Like, just fall in line like everyone else." And that means you're in the wrong relationship, very likely, although there is definitely a level that you can salvage this and really try to have a proper conversation. Just keep emotions out of it as much as possible, and you know, formulate your words beforehand, but just let them know how this is so important to you, and that funds might be tight for a little bit, but it's really important. And, you know, this is what's on the other side, is all this extra time and potentially earning a lot more than that traditional career could ever have given you, right? You would have just been in that dead-end job and not be able to get promoted ever. But when you're running your own business, you can choose to promote yourself any day of the week. You can say, "I'm going to do more marketing. I'm going to make more sales calls. I'm going to send more DMs. I'm going to create more videos, more reels." You can do more every day that are actions that directly increase your income. So you can give yourself a pay raise any day of the week when you're a business owner. And you really got to communicate this with them, because it is risky innately, because you're running a business that could essentially make $0, but it's even riskier to live your life not doing what you were meant to do. I mean, I would hope this is just obvious to you guys. So for those of you that are here listening to this show and you've already started your business and you might not have support, but you're doing it regardless, know that that is ultimately all you need. If they don't support you, they will when you get results, but you don't ultimately need support, because very few people that achieved high levels of success ever did. Think about like that Queen documentary. You know, did their family support his dreams of being a singer? No, you know, like there's so many, and that makes sense too. Like most music artists are gonna fail, right? So like the parents having this hesitancy for their kids to like, hey, you should probably still go to college and not just put everything on this band. It makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, if you know, like, I'm a fucking musician, like I'm going to make it, it's just a matter of time, then you do need to stick to that knowing and just being patient and having conversations and try to, you know, be kind to them. Because like I said, it does make a lot of sense. If you're really just looking at life as a series of probabilities, the probabilities might be against you. But there is just this sense of knowing that, like, you just fucking know if you're going to make it, if you're a real entrepreneur in your DNA in time. So just be able to have faith in that and stick it out. So I hope this episode was impactful for you. If you'd like to connect with me directly, be sure to do so on Instagram at Social Bamboo with an underscore at the end, unfortunately. But go check out some of my latest reels too. You can learn how to run Instagram and ads in 90 seconds. I just put that ad and I pinned it to the top of my feed. So go check that one out if you enjoyed today's content. Otherwise, subscribe, smash all the buttons, blah, blah, blah. Click the links. You know the drill. Talk to you next Monday morning. Hey, you're still listening. Awesome. I wanted to let you know about one more thing. This is for those of you who want a chance to come on this podcast. So I actually have something that I like to call the Podcast Listener Awards, where you can qualify to be interviewed on the show and get your business some extra exposure that way. So the way to qualify is one of two ways. One, you have over 25,000 followers on any major social media platform. So it can be Instagram, it can be TikTok, it can be YouTube, it can be LinkedIn, Twitter. If you've got over 25,000, or if you're real close and you're on a platform that you feel like, hey, like getting 25,000 is way harder on YouTube or on LinkedIn, if you feel like you got great value to add, you can message me and we can see about getting you in maybe like slightly earlier. But I really don't think I would cave too much on this. So 25,000, or the other way is that your business has done over $10,000 in sales in a month from social media marketing. So it could be from paid ads or cold ads, but it's the result of your social media marketing. If one of those two situations checks out for you and you feel like this show has actually brought you value in order to be able to do so, then shoot me a DM at socialbamboo_ on Instagram and let me know and say, hey, it looks like I qualify for the Podcast Listener Awards. And if it all checks out, we will get something set up very soon. You'll come on the show. I'll put it on the podcast. I'll probably clip it out for YouTube as well. And I'll get you a bunch of exposure. So what's the catch? Literally nothing. I mean, I get a podcast episode out of it, I guess. But this was mostly just to have some kind of listener awards where there was some kind of goal for you all to shoot for and have some, you know, kind of incentive to be able to come on the show and share your unique tips. I think everyone's got something unique out there that they're doing. And if you've hit either of those criteria, we would love to hear it. So hope to hear from some of you, and I will talk to you soon.